Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. Can we stand as we get ready to go to worship? Father, as we come to you right now, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings this week. We thank you, Lord, for our King and our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our worship today. We give you glory and honor to you. And all of you, Lord, all these things. Hallelujah.
I don't know why Jesus loved me.
Produced with Cast Blaster. Powered by Cast Blaster.
Once again, our congregation would like to thank you for listening to another edition of the Abundant Life Community Church, the Church of God of Prophecy Congregation Podcast. The local church is located at 6808 Missouri Avenue in Hammond, Indiana, and we can be found on the web at www.cogopoh.com, and we can be found on MySpace at myspace.com/cogopoh. Thanks once again for listening to another podcast from the Church of God of Prophecy in Hammond, Indiana. We're named the Abundant Life Community Church. On this podcast, we feature quite a bit. We had a lot going on this past week. We had some storms coming through here. We had some illnesses, including the pastor. And we got a long list for the prayer requests as well. I'm going to be playing Ken Conkle's Healing River to give you time to pray. I'm going to read off this list that we have. It's pretty long. I want you to remember the pastor, Pastor Charles Pentecost. This past week, he had a couple of stents put into his arteries. They found some blockage in there. So he's recovering from that. He's doing okay. Feeling a little under the weather a little bit. And because of that, this past Sunday, we had a guest speaker for us to give our message. That was Brother Rick Wood. He'll be giving the sermon. I'll be playing that. He didn't want to be mic'd up for whatever reason, so we had to do some trickery with the mics to pick him up for the recording, so hopefully it sounded okay. I tried my best to process that so you can hear it and get his message. I'll play a couple of songs too from John Boyer. All the music that I play from here, with the exception of some of the special singing, they come from hotworshipmusic.com. John Boyer has his own website as well. It's johnboyer.com. I'll have his links in that on our webpage as well. I have a little news video from YouTube I found on there. It's from Northwest Indiana's newspaper here. From the storms that passed through here, it was pretty bad. Some of you may know my uncle, Wayne Billingsley. You know, we've talked about him in prior podcasts where his house had burned down. And they were in the process of rebuilding it, and unfortunately, now that they've almost got it built, a tornado comes through and decides to do a little more damage to it. So be praying for them as well, as they're really going through a rough time right now. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read this prayer request list off for you. And if you have any prayer requests that you would like to submit to us, you can do so at prayerrequest@cogopoh.com. If you attend the church, you know you can always send your request into the offering plate, or you can just send me an email at podcast@cogopoh.com, and I'll be sure that it makes it into the bulletin and it will be read off on the podcast and put on the website as well for all the prayer warriors out there to pray for those for healing. We want you to remember for healing Marie George, David Cash, Bob Cash, Marilyn Gass, Evelyn Harris, Jack Chestnut, David Toth, Ronnie Swindle, Charlene Wagaman, Patty Palo, Marie Bone, James, the pastor, and Helen Pentecost, Eloise Proctor, Ulysses Wood, Janet Collins, Lucille Swain, Dorothy Smith, Norm Meyer, Kata Lissack, Robin Gass, Lorraine Click, Robert Click, Harry Glass, Kim Toth, James Wood, Alan and Ruth Lee. Please remember the Wood family, Nolan Bergner in Iraq, And remember the whole Toth family as well. And this is going to be Ken Conkle's Healing River. You take the time to pray for those to, you know, for whatever you want to do. Just go ahead and pray for those. Or you can fast forward and just at any time during this podcast, if you don't want to hear the talking and all the other stuff that, you know, teenagers and things like to hear, you can always fast forward right to the sermon and listen to it if you want for there too. This is Ken Conkle, Healing River.
Jesus may be found in us. still. Move even stronger now. Move deep within. So Lord, don't be silent. Lord, don't be still. Move even stronger now. Move deep within.
Stay.
That was John Boyer singing Awaken and Pray. His link for his website and stuff will be on our website at www.cogopoh.com. Check him out. He's got a pretty good band, pretty good. He's a really good singer. I expect him to probably go mainstream pretty soon. He's doing a really good job, so check him out. Next, we're going to have our own special singing from Brother Jim Fortenberry, and then we'll go right into the sermon from Brother Rick Wood. And that'll pretty much sum it, do it for this podcast. So you do all your praying for this week. Remember the pastor and all those that were affected by the tornadoes that swept through Griffith, Indiana, and all those that were affected from the storm affected more areas than that. It just affects me more because that's where my family and that was at. So if you would, try to remember all those in prayer, and try to remember all those on our bulletin as well for prayer. And if you have any prayer requests you want to submit, just remember you can always submit them to us at prayerrequest@cogopoh.com. Or if it's easier to remember, podcast@cogopoh.com. Again, I'll get those and I'll put them in a podcast and on the website. And they will be submitted into our bulletin at church for the prayer warriors to pray on. So this coming up right here is Brother Jim Fortenberry with his special singing from the church this past Sunday. And then we'll go right into the sermon.
Up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There is thunder in his foot and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings, the power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings, the power and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Starless in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God
is an awesome God.
And I'm glad that God has an administrator. Present and operating in his church today. In the lives of those that have received the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We talk a lot about speaking in tongues, us Pentecostals. But I want you to know this morning there's much, much more to the Holy Ghost than speaking in tongues.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen.
We're going to talk about that in a few minutes.
Bless you more.
But if you have your Bibles with me, turn for just a moment to our text scripture. I've used this scripture quite often, especially at funerals. But I'm hoping that this is not a funeral this morning. I want the Holy Ghost to give life to this sermon. I want the Holy Ghost to breathe upon me. I'm so dependent upon Him.
Yes.
And the church should be, as a collective body, dependent upon the Holy Ghost to administer the affairs of God in these last days. Let us read. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes, amen.
Let us go for just a moment to my text thought in verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yes, amen.
I want you to keep that in your mind as I go along in the message this morning. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In the Middle East, the shepherd carries a rod and a staff. The rod is a heavy, hard club, about 2 or 3 feet long. The staff is often bent or hooked at one end and is about 8 feet long. With the rod and the staff, the shepherd rules and guides the flock and defends them from all of their enemies. With them he corrects, with it he corrects the disobedient sheep and brings them back when they wander from the flock. I do not feel it necessary this morning to spend a lot of time on defining the different purposes of the rod and staff in caring for the natural sheep. David in the psalm is speaking of a spiritual relationship between a child of God and his shepherd, the Lord God himself. Hallelujah. How many are glad that there is power in the Word of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's power in the spoken Word of God.
Amen.
We can ask, the Bible says, in faith believing. Hallelujah.
God,
and those that are sick and at that very moment can receive healing for their body.
Yes.
I long to see that. How about you?
Yes.
Amen.
To see the Word in its power. And we're going to see that because the Bible tells us that in the latter days, His church would be a great, powerful, and glorious church.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. It is generally agreed by Bible scholars that the rod is the emblem of authority, guidance, and discipline, symbolic of the spoken Word of God. The staff represents strength, support, and guidance, symbolic of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I want the Spirit, if it so wills, to fall in this place
yes,
this morning.
Yes.
I want you to leave here refreshed in your experience.
Amen.
I want you to know when you leave this place, I have been in the presence of God Almighty.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
We'll speak a lot about latter times, how it used to be, how it was in the church of God. I have heard stories where people who had lived a life of sin had passed by the church of God, and they were having meetings, and the power of God was moving, and as they passed in a speeding automobile, something got a hold of their hearts. You say, what was that something? I believe it was the Spirit of Almighty God. Just as it arrested Paul on the road to Damascus, today it is still stopping and getting people's attention.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want his attention this morning. Hallelujah. Again, I want to say, I'm so dependent. Hallelujah. Upon the Spirit of God. If I am to leave this place a different person, if I am to leave this place uplifted and refreshed in the Spirit of God, it will be because God has visited me
yes.
with His Holy Ghost power and refreshed me.
God bless.
Hallelujah. As David said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. How many are glad for His comfort today?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. There's comfort in God.
Yes.
Yes.
There's comfort in the Word of God.
Yes.
And there's comfort in your life if the Holy Ghost abides in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Precious God.
Hallelujah. Yes, the Word of God is the rod. It is the extension, the Bible says, of His right arm.
Right.
It stands as a symbol of His strength, His power, His authority. Hallelujah. His expressed intent, the extended activity of God's mind within His dealing with mankind. Hallelujah. I say, Lord, deal with us this morning. Hallelujah. Wherever we're at in our experience, Holy Ghost, deal with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Comfort us. And guide us and strengthen us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Empower our message. Bring conviction to your word. And most of all, we that confess to know Him and possess His power, let us live it like the Bible says to live it. Hallelujah. 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 It implies the authority of divinity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It carries with it the convicting power and impact of thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray this morning that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, would back me up, hallelujah,
yes,
and would
yes.
touch your hearts and mind
yes,
as your words from Rick Wood can never touch you. God's power can not only touch you, but transform you
yes.
in this place today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You say, I've been transformed. I'd say for the state the church is in, we need transformation.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need change. We need Holy Ghost power working in our lives. Hallelujah. I submit there is power in the Word of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
What a comfort to have this authority. We have authority this morning. Praise God. Jesus said it. I believe it. And it's so. Hallelujah. If you'll live it and claim it, what says the Word of God, it will happen in your life.
Amen.
God will make the difference. Yes, I submit there is power in the Word of God. What a comfort this morning to have this authority. Clear cut, powerful instrument under which to conduct ourselves as individuals. Richard DeHan, a known Christian writer, says, through the Word, we know who God is and what He's like.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. He's no weak God, but He's a powerful God.
Yes.
We know where we're going. How about you this morning?
Amen.
Do you know where you're going?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
How we are right with God. Are you right with God this morning?
Amen.
What a comfort to know. When we read the Bible, we are receiving the very Word of God.
Amen.
Does that touch you this morning?
Yes.
Hallelujah. God's Word is the only thing that will transform you and make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. To make an impact upon this world. That's what I want to do. How about you?
Yes.
Is to make an impact. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God, we need you tomorrow, this morning.
Yes,
and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. The Word of God did not originate in the minds of men. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
It was not the fruit
Amen.
Of human research or
no.
investigation.
No. No.
Men spoke and wrote as they were carried along by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. They were breathed upon by God Himself.
Amen.
I believe that the Bible is, without a doubt, the inspired Word of Almighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible is God's inspired Word. And we're not left to drift in a sea of confusion.
Right.
Hallelujah. How many are confused this morning? I know we all have doubts, but I hope you're not confused.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I hope you're not confused. If you're confused, it's time to get on your knees. Pray. Get in the Spirit. Get in the Word of God. Let it be your guide. Let it be your comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John 5:24 tells us, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen?
I know I preached not too long ago about life. Hallelujah. Our life is in God.
Amen.
God formed us. He breathed the breath of life into us. And He's still breathing through His Spirit life into you and I today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible is God's rod. It is our protection from false doctrine and from the beast, hallelujah, the devil himself.
Amen.
The Bible says the devil is like as a roaring lion,
amen,
walking about,
amen,
seeking whom he may devour. But we have power and authority over the devil this
amen.
Morning. Can you say amen?
Amen.
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 All we need to do, when Jesus was approached and tempted by Satan, it was the rod, the Word of God, that he used against
yes,
him. Hallelujah. If Jesus used the rod how much more ought we to use the Word of God as the rod of defense in our lives?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, this morning there is comfort in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Man's spiritual problems cannot be solved in the scientist's laboratory or in the philosopher's library.
Amen.
The crying need of this hour is for our return to the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
I-B-L-E. Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. These are uncertain times, I believe, that we're living in. It's very evident as we look around us. Times are very shaky and uncertain. The human race is becoming more discontent, lawless, and immoral. Suicides are on the increase. Hallelujah. There is an atmosphere of despair in all the world. It is not exempt the church today either. There is a spirit of despair sometimes present in God's church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The economy is shaky worldwide.
Amen.
Yet this morning we can rejoice in what the psalmist David said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me."
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God's word tells us that he will care for his own. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
The word is, do you believe that he will take care of you in
yes.
the hour
yes.
of uncertainty?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a reestablishment, you might say, of the power that God has prophesied would exist in the last days, Church of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone said the volume is the writing of a living God. Each letter was penned with an almighty finger. Each word in it dropped from his everlasting lips. Each sentence was dedicated by the Holy Ghost. The Bible is God's Bible. And when I see it, I seem to hear a voice whisper that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, God's administrator, is present and alive in the world today. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Bless God. Yes, I believe that the Bible is God's word.
Yes, I do.
I believe it still brings comfort
yes.
to the souls of mankind.
Yes.
I believe it still fits in to the 20th century just as well and miraculously as it did in the first century.
Yes.
It fits Gentiles as well as Jews,
yes.
whites as well as blacks, young as well as old. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The learned as well as the unlearned. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
God will reveal his truth, his word, his power, his Holy Ghost to you if you will seek him today.
Amen.
Amen.
Other books have passed out of date, but the Bible is as new as this morning's newspaper.
Amen.
And even more so. For I believe that it is an infallible word of God.
Amen.
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 I don't
Amen.
Believe it contradicts itself.
No.
I believe that it is an infallible word of God. It is supernatural in its nature. Perfect and eternal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One writer says that heaven and earth shall pass away.
Yes.
But my word shall never yes. pass away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Endure forever.
Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the Word of God.
Yes.
How about you this morning? I take comfort in the Word of God.
Yes.
Thy rod and thy staff,
they
comfort me.
Hallelujah.
To Martin Luther was revealed justification. What was already inspired of God in his Word.
Oh, yes.
To John Wesley was revealed sanctification because it was already inspired by God in his word.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost as an experience was revealed at the turn of the century because it was already inspired by God.
Amen.
In His Word.
Come on.
When the Church of God, as the last day's Church of God, was revealed to A.J. Thompson. Why? Because it was already revealed in God, or by God, in His Word.
Yes.
Amen. I believe that.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We must allow this morning the rod of God, His Word, to examine our hearts as individuals. If we will submit to it, to God, by His Word, He will search us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I began to read this and study this for this morning, I felt that Spirit come upon me. God, search my heart.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, if you find anything that's not like you, anything that's detrimental to my witness, to my spiritual life, to my being a proper witness to this world, Lord, show it to me so that I can fall upon my face and have it removed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will show us. God will show us. But we need to examine our own hearts. Most of all, we need to submit ourselves to His holy word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to skip just a little bit. I was kidding someone this morning. I was only kidding when I said, did I get paid for overtime? I don't want any pay. I just want God to move in. I want the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I want to submit fully to the reign of the Holy Ghost. God's administrator in His church. Hallelujah. Our children. And BBS, when we had our Gleaner band, used to sing a song. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand upon the Word of God.
Amen.
The
Amen.
B-I-B-L-E. Hallelujah. How many want God to stand in the gap when you have the need? Hallelujah. God is wanting you and I to stand upon His precious Word this morning. And if we will stand upon His Word and submit ourselves to the Holy Ghost, God will provide for every need that is lacking in His church. Hallelujah. 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 I say again, what a comfort to know that as His sheep, if we get entangled in the briars and the thorns of this life, the blessed Holy Spirit will be our staff and lift us out. If we fall into life's ditches, the staff will be there to help us again onto our feet. I say this morning, thank God for the Holy Ghost, our staff, which comforts us. Hallelujah. Jesus Himself called the Holy Ghost our Comforter in John 14:26. But he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He said, it is expedient that I go away. For if I go away, the Comforter will not come. Hallelujah. But He left. And when He left, the Bible says they sought for many days in the upper room until the Holy Ghost fell.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says, He, speaking of the Holy Ghost, may abide with you. He shall glorify me. I will send Him to you. He shall teach you all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What we don't know, hallelujah, when the time comes, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, will give us the words to say.
Amen.
He is not an it. And I want to emphasize that this morning. The Holy Ghost is not an it.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost is not merely an influence from the Father or the Son. He is God, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let that sink in. I said, He is God, the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
He is described with personal titles. The scripture tells us he is a comforter. He is an advocate. He is a guide. He is a teacher.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He has personal characteristics. And he has a personality.
Yes.
A personality for such as a mind, a will, and emotions. These are qualities a mere influence does not have. The Holy Ghost has a mind. Romans 8:27. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God. Praise God.
He has a will dividing to every man severally as he will. 1 Corinthians 12:11. The Holy Ghost is more than an influence, for he can make a choice, and he can and does make decisions.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We need that Holy Ghost.
Yes, we
do. To help us make our decisions. We're going to need the Holy Ghost in the upcoming General Assembly.
Yes.
It seemed good to us and to the Holy Ghost. We submit to the Holy Ghost. I submit to the Holy Ghost. The church submits to the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we can be assured that we're walking in the truth.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He has emotions. He feels sorrow. He feels happiness. He loves. He feels grief. He feels satisfaction. He feels dissatisfaction.
Yes, he does.
For he is a person.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
He has personal manifestation and deeds. The Bible said he speaks, he guides, he makes intercession, he calls and commissions men, he teaches, and he leads. Hallelujah. We need the leading of the Holy Ghost. Can you say
amen?
Amen. I repeat this morning. The Holy Ghost is not an it. He is a person.
Amen.
And part of the Holy Trinity.
Amen.
The divinity of the Holy Ghost is proven in both the Old and the New Testament.
Yes.
And since Pentecost, this truth is made more evident.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is God. I said the Holy Ghost is God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He is not the Father. He is not the Son. But he is no lesser God.
Bless
him, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to move along.
Bless him, Jesus.
I'm going to skip some.
Bless him,
Lord. It says, what a comfort to know that he is a restrainer of this world.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. He is a restrainer of this world. How come the powers of Satan have not overtaken the church? Seemed like it slowed it down a little bit. But it has not taken over the church, because God and his power, his spirit, are still in control.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the reason we, the church of God, called and commissioned of God, through the power of the Holy Ghost, will and can make a difference in this community and throughout the world.
Yes.
The voice of the Holy Ghost through us must be heard. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. This very fact that it is only the Holy Ghost who can hinder Satan should be a comfort to every one of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For Satan will attack us. He will tempt us. He will cause illnesses to come upon us. Hallelujah. But thank God for the power of God. The power of his
Amen.
Word. The
Amen.
Power of the
Amen.
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He alone can keep the enemy from the domain of our soul. Hallelujah. What did he say? That Satan will not prevail against the church.
Amen.
He's not talking about this plaster, these boards, this carpet. You see, he's talking about you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to emphasize, and I started out this morning, he is touched for the feelings of our infirmities.
Right.
Yes.
And when we see infirmities in the church and in our community, it should, through Christ, touch us also.
Oh, yeah.
And through the Holy Ghost, we are empowered to minister to those needs.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We are empowered by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I say thank God for the Holy Ghost this morning.
Amen. Amen.
With Him in our lives, Satan cannot overcome us.
Amen.
For the Bible tells us, His infallible word declares to us, we are more than conquerors. Can you say that about yourself? I am more than a conqueror through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! I believe that He, speaking of the person of the Holy Ghost, is what every believer needs in their life. What a comfort to know that the staff of the shepherd is with you and me today. He is not only with us. Hallelujah. But just as you feel my touch,
yes.
Hallelujah, we can feel the touch of Christ,
yes,
because He's,
yes,
not just,
yes,
with us,
amen,
but the Bible declares He is also in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise,
hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise
His
God.
Spirit, hallelujah. His power, His word lives,
hallelujah,
in us. That's what makes us powerful. That's what makes us unshakable when the world's been shaken.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. That's the reason the forces of the enemy are trembling. It's because of the power of God in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe He's a life giver. Hallelujah. He is the applier of the blood and salvation and sanctification. I'd love to preach on sanctification.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is the indwelling Spirit.
Yes,
He is the baptism of the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, the Bible teaches and the church endorses the person and the ministry of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that this morning, if you do not have the power of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I pray that God right now would give you a burden, hallelujah, to have His full blessings in your life. Hallelujah. I'm going to come to a close.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Good preaching.
Yes.
The book of Acts shows both Jews and Gentiles receiving,
yes,
the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Yes.
Until this day, people of all walks of life, all races of people, are receiving the fullness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Well, I know some have tried to abuse and even to make a mockery of the Spirit by their ungodly deeds and lives. But my friend, there is a real Holy Ghost, and there is a real baptism in the Spirit.
Yes.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is with the church to stay until she is a fit bride for the bridegroom. And He will escort her to meet the Lord in midair. Hallelujah. What a comfort to know, regardless of how Satan tries to destroy and come against his church, the Holy Ghost, through our submission to it,
amen,
will carry out the wishes of God until she is that glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will also resurrect our bodies and change them. Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My friend, this morning we have no reason to feel dejected.
Amen.
Or dismayed. Are discouraged, for we have the rod, hallelujah, the word of God, and the staff, which is the Spirit of God, working hand in hand with the good shepherd for the good of the sheep of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I look for God to empower His people in these last days with a double portion of this Holy Ghost blessing.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm glad to say this morning that we can take comfort in the rod and the staff of Almighty God.
This podcast is produced with CastBlaster by CastBlaster.
Our congregation would like to extend a warm thank you for listening to our podcast. We invite you to find out more about our church by visiting our website at cogopoh.com. If you do not have a church home, please consider joining us in our worship and service. We are located at 6808 Missouri Avenue in Hammond, Indiana. We have services every Sunday morning, starting with Sunday school at 10 a.m. Worship service begins at 11 a.m. The pastor's sermon usually begins around 11:30 a.m., and our evening service begins at 6 p.m. We also have a prayer meeting and Bible study every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. You have a blessed morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever time of day you're listening, and be sure to join us next week as we try to bring you another edition of the Abundant Life Community Church, the Church of God of Prophecy Congregation Podcast.
He left his mighty throne in glory to bring to us redemption story. Then he died, but he rose again just for me. Oh, and I'm glad he did.
Love me. I don't know why he came.